30 years ago, there was a musical mystery that provoked hysteria among Beatles fans. Had John and George and Ringo put a backwards message on the White Album that Paul was dead? But encoding secrets into music didn't necessarily begin with the Beatles or pop. Johann Sebastian Bach may have done it as well. Allison Dean reports on a recent recording of Bach's solo violin music that supposedly reveals those 400-year-old secrets.
The German violinist Helga Turner thinks she can see inside Bach's mind. She's played and taught his music for decades, especially the 6 sonatas and partitas for unaccompanied violin. Around 1985, Turner's musical intuition started telling her something.
There was perhaps one day I thought, I think there is something hidden in Bach's violin music.
Turner plunged into the scores to prove her hunches. In time, she began telling people about the things she was discovering. Christoph Poppen is a conductor and violinist.
One day, you know, I met her on the street and said, Herr Poppen, would you have time to stop by for a few minutes because I have to show you something spectacular. She was really so excited about what she had discovered in the score of the solo sonatas and partitas. In fact, she found out that there's an incredibly large background of information, of secret information, which Bach hides behind the music.
Turner decodes Bach's music using a system called gematria. Musicologists have known about it for years. It's actually pretty simple. The letter name of each musical note corresponds with a number. For example, A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, and so on. If you add up the numbers represented by the note names within a composition, you can translate this into words. Turner used gematria to reveal an old Latin epitaph embedded in Bach's D minor partita. They were actual words written on tombstones. Bach's wife, Maria Barbara, died the same year the partita was written.
Frau Turner found out that Bach composed this chaconne, the whole partita, as a requiem for his first wife, who had died while he was on a concert tour, and he got this notice when he entered his own house with the children waiting for him. I must say, I started to learn the chaconne, I think, when I was 16, I mean, many, many years ago, and always I had the feeling it was dealing about death and resurrection.
Many musicologists seriously doubt the idea of number symbolism in Bach. The only thing we know for sure is that Bach did engrave his own name into certain pieces. Christoph Poppens made a new recording of the D minor partita based on Helga Turner's work. It's called Morimer, a word from the epitaph, which means death. Turner not only digs up secret messages, she also finds melodies that Bach wove into the texture of other pieces. She combed through the solo violin music, hunting for notes that stuck out. Often it was something about the rhythm in a particular place. She collected stray pitches and pieced them together to form this. That's a famous chorale melody that Bach used frequently in his vocal works, like the St. Matthew Passion. But that's just one of 8 different chorales Turner found in the D minor partita alone.
Practically, she takes colors and puts in the violin part some red circles around some lines, some blue circles around, some yellow, some green, and they all in combination end up to give various chorale lines. The melody of the chorales are not necessarily in the melody of the violin, but very often also in the middle voices or in the bass line. Our work, I mean, especially the work of the singers together with me, of course, was now to decide how can we practically integrate this into the composition, into the recording, without interfering with the original violin part.
Mortimer builds you up by presenting each chorale separately before the partita. Then you hear them combined. If that sounds strange to you, then you know Bach. You just didn't hear voices and violin together in the Baroque. And those harmonies are almost modern, nothing like what Bach wrote anywhere else. So why would Bach contradict himself? Is Helga Turner just seeing what she wants to see? Even Christoph Papen can't be sure.
This is a very difficult question, how she really has the inspiration to find it, because they do not stick out, otherwise other people would have discovered them.
Papen is persistent when he tries to explain how all of this melds together. He's absolutely sure that what he and the Hilliard Ensemble have done with Mortimer is still an original composition by Bach. Although he does concede the music sounds contemporary.
What we are doing here is something like real contemporary music in a way. And one has to say, what comes out of it is never being intended by Bach to be performed that way, which we do. Because what we perform is something completely hidden, probably just for his personal imagination.
For Studio 360, I'm Allison Dean.